Your Zest Life is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com, Boise, or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Well, this seems like a good place to start, actually. Hello, Life Zesters. It is Friday here. I have the coolest guest. If you listened to last week's podcast, you already know who she is. But I am honored and I'm so excited. So I actually know this wonderful woman from Cycle Bar. And, well, I'll read a little bit about her first so you can know who she is too. Because she's just over here. And if you know us, I can't believe you're staying quiet right now.
I'm having a really hard time.
So Katie Decaneva is a cycle instructor at Cycle Bar and a full-time leader at Lululemon. She thrives off of connection and helping everyone feel like someone, which is totally true. She is continuously looking for ways to light herself up as well as others around her. Her passions include anything health, fitness, community, and connection. Although new to the Idaho area, it has felt like home to her, her husband, and two fur babies from the beginning. She is a major goofball, for sure, loves to laugh, oh, for sure, and wants to make everyone feel welcome, oh, for double, triple, sure.
Double, triple, sure.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy you're here.
I am just so honored to be here with you. Like, so fun.
It's going to be the best. I've been looking forward to this because, and like I said, it is Friday here. It is 11 a.m. So I feel like this is perfect time for a little.
Here it comes.
Oh, ayo.
Popping bottles. Ayo. That was good.
I feel like we're going to harmonize this podcast.
I know. I need to
create
really,
some little jingles.
I need to like cool it down a bit with, that's what I do when I get excited.
Me too.
I start to sing.
A little zesty.
Thank you so much for bringing this.
You're welcome. I told my dad, I said, I need to be back at the house. We went for a ride this morning, kicked our ass. And I was like, I need to be back at 9 because I need to get ready and I need to go pick up champagne.
It's like a necessity.
It is. It's the bare necessities, some would say.
Bare necessities. It's so funny you reading my bio, telling people about me, because as I was typing that, I had not written a bio or like, and I had a moment where I was like,
who am I?
Which is just, it's funny. It's, yeah, you know who you are.
Well, yeah.
When you go down
it's
to
weird,
sit
though,
and write
especially
it.
Especially when you write it in third person, you're like, she is, who is she?
Little panic as I feel my pulse.
But you were like, I would agree with everything that you said. Like you are so,
Thank you. And
anyone who knows you knows this about you. Like you're so welcoming of everybody. Like you love to laugh. You love to have a good time. Like this has been my little carrot to get me through the week. Cause it's been a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that a little bit.
Do you feel it?
Yes. I feel like it was just one of those weeks, mm-hmm. you know, which happens.
Yeah. You have to have those kind of weeks to, I don't know, to really enjoy like moments like this.
Absolutely.
Friday, we get a chair.
Cheers.
Cheers. It's a little foamy on top.
Yum.
Madame Liberty.
I think it's the blueberries.
I think it is the blueberries.
Thanks for bringing those.
You're welcome. Get you a little antioxidants, yes. Right? We talked last week, importance of antioxidants in our diet.
Yes, you did.
Little bubbles.
Yes, you did.
In the tub.
All the
in
my goods. Drinks. All the above.
All the above. All the above. When I'm with you, I just have to say, I want to sing like any word that you come out. I'm like, all the above.
Well,
I know. This might be half of a karaoke podcast.
It's just... I'm not mad about it. Mm-mm. It's just because we're excited. Like, yeah. It's fun when you want to sing. It's just because we're sitting
someday
across the couch from each other. And we're just excited. It's just like the love that we have. It's just so true and so genuine, which I'm so thankful for.
Me too. Well, and I was trying to think back to when I first met you. Because I know when I'm like, right, see. When I'm listening to people, I'm like, okay, so how do these people meet? I just love stories of how people met and their interactions. And I remember you were on bike like 3 or 2.
Yeah.
Maybe or 1. Do you remember? You don't
yes.
remember.
Oh, I was thinking about it as I was driving here too.
Yeah, it was a Friday
when
afternoon.
When did I meet Jen? Friday afternoon.
It was a Friday afternoon.
Da-na-na.
She was sitting on a bike too.
Da-na-na.
We were riding and sweating. And she was just a glowing, but really you were like,
that was great.
I was planning. I was practicing.
So good.
But you just, I remember you being in the room and you know, there's certain people who, when they walk in and like you just brought energy with you and you know, Friday, cause you teach Friday afternoons, end of the week, it can be kind of like some days, you know, you're going to really need to pick up the group. And some days the group comes in and they're ready to rally. And you were just someone who, as soon as you came in, like, you're ready to rally. And I love that about you.
Oh, thank you. That's actually what I remember meeting you too. I mean, how do you not rally in that studio? It's
the best.
It's magic. But as I was driving here, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, when was the first time I actually had an encounter with Jen? Because I started working at Cycle Bar as like the front desk, as CBX.
Yeah.
And I had heard your name many times, but for some reason had never met you.
Wait, were you already working?
Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And
yes.
So I was like, okay, when I'm going to meet Jen, when is this happening? And so I saw you're teaching a Filthy Friday, which.
Was it a Filthy Friday?
It was a Filthy Friday. Gosh. And I think it changed my life. If
filthy
I'm being
Fridays
honest.
Are powerful. Yeah.
It was so fun. And just seeing you thrive up in on that stage. The energy, and I was still so new to the area and Cycle Bar in general. And I just remember getting in my car and being like, this is it.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember you came up to me after class and said something in regards to, who are you?
Oh, yeah. I was like, who are you? You're awesome.
Your energy. And it just, ever since then, it's been like our growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because before then, and I hadn't linked the two together. I also remember you're wearing glasses, and I'm always so impressed when people can wear glasses in class.
Like, what was I doing?
I don't, because you never do that.
I probably ran out of contacts,
probably,
to be honest.
But I was like, wow, how are her glasses not fogging up? Like, that was, I don't know why that stood out to me. But I'd remembered because Julie Bush, who was a former instructor, she had told me, hey, that someone from California was coming up from corporate or with TJ's because your husband works at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, Julia and my husband worked together.
Yeah. And she's like, and his wife is a cycle instructor down there. And it's funny because we are the most inclusive group ever.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to bringing someone on our team, we also have the highest, like the highest standard it's not ridiculous because it's why our team's so strong and why we're as close as we are. But I just remember being like, well, she's going to have to be something real special. I was like, she's going to have to be something real special to be brought on our team because we were at a place too where we'd worked so hard to like really be working and bonding together. And then when I met you and you were like, yeah, my husband works for Trader Joe's, I was like, oh, she's in. She's so cool.
And you know what though? You've got to trust and believe in the timing of that.
100%.
100%.
Oh, totally.
Because you're 100% right. The team that we have is so strong and so special. And for me to even have a chance to be a part of that was something so to look forward to. And I think for my journey, I was meant to be there first just as a mm-hmm. part of Cycle Bar, get to know the community,
yeah,
get to know you all. And I think it just paved the way mm-hmm. for where I was supposed to be.
Totally.
Which is so, like, it's crazy to think about, but it really is so true because yeah. I think that if it had happened differently, it would have been true to, like, me and my journey, even coming to Idaho, you know?
Yeah. Because, okay, so for those, and even I feel like when we're together, you're one of those people who, like, as soon as we connected, I felt like you were someone who I'd known for so long. And then I realized as I was like coming up with questions to ask you today, I don't know like
no, totally.
Anything. Not that I don't know anything about you, because I feel like I know a lot about
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
And if we were to go on one of those dating shows and we'd have to like hold up boards that would say what the other person would answer, I feel like we could do really well together.
Oh, absolutely.
But like, I don't really know a whole lot about your California you.
Sure.
So where are you from? And tell us, because you worked a little bit as a cycle instructor down there, but you were yeah. in something completely different before that.
Yes. So I grew up right outside of Sacramento. My dad and my brother are still there. It's called Rockland, NorCal. And I grew up there my entire life. I have four younger siblings and we grew up, thrived there, loved it. I really did. And I started making my way more Northern California as I got older. So I went to Chico State, go Wildcats, and got my degree in marketing, business marketing. And I was starting to date now my husband at the time. And I was working for Trader Joe's too. You might not have known that about me. I did work for Trader Joe's.
I think I remember because you guys met. I love the story how you guys met too.
He was like stalking me.
I love it because that's how I
can't believe I'm saying this over the mic. He's going to be like, Katie, really? No, but yeah.
Honor it. Wave that freak flag.
Totally. Because look where we are at now.
Exactly.
So he had gotten an opportunity. He was actually living in Idaho. So another fun fact, my husband, the house that we're in currently, he has owned for 7 or 8 years now.
Wow.
And had been renting. Yeah. Had been renting it out for the last 4 or 5, 6 years. He came and opened the downtown Idaho Trader Joe's a long time ago now.
So he moved here
on a whim.
Wow, yeah.
Just needed something different. We met while he was here, officially. And I remember coming out here to visit him, which is just so weird because now this is my life.
Yeah.
But it wasn't then. You know, it was just a place to come and visit my boyfriend.
Had you guys been pretty serious when you came to visit? Or was it kind of like, oh, I'm going to come out and meet this guy and we're going to have fun, but it's nothing serious?
Yeah, we had been dating really for a few months.
Okay.
So it wasn't like super serious, but we were definitely in it.
Yeah.
To the point where
you're in it to win it.
I made him move back.
Oh.
Because I didn't. This is horrible. Oh. Well, not
we
horrible.
We almost didn't meet.
We almost didn't meet because I didn't think of Idaho currently, like totally. At that time, as somewhere where I wanted to be, which is, I have to interject because this is so funny because now I could never see me anywhere else.
Really? Do you think you guys will settle down here for a while? I mean, for not a while. To get,
yeah. Cool. I just, like I said in my bio, we got here and it instantly felt like home. Mm. Instant. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So he got a management position up in Redding, California, which was our home for a few years. And I worked at the local news station there. I was their marketing director for a couple years.
Oh, wow.
Which was really cool. It was a great experience. Mm-hmm. I learned so much, met some awesome people. Mm-hmm. And during that time, that area was going through, I mean, a ton of things. Like we had the car fire, we had the campfire, we had Sherry Papini went missing. I mean, I was working for the news station when all this happened. This is like national news.
Yeah.
Crazy. And so, yeah, I did that for a while, but then I found my cycling studio.
Yes.
True Ride up in Redding. And I just fell in love with it. I was a rider first mm-hmm. for probably about a year. And then I started working towards becoming an instructor. And before I actually moved here, I was there. Studio manager. I left my marketing job at the news station and took a leap to do something that I just felt so passionate about. you know, and unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, it was cut a little short because we moved here because we had such a cool opportunity to move here and open the Meridian Trader Joe's. Tony did.
Wow.
But you think about all those little paths and in the moment you don't think much of them, you know, you just are going about your life and then you look back and they've made me who I am today, every little part. And so we moved here and Julie Bush, like you said, was just, she's such a rad human.
She's the best.
She's so cool.
I want to be her when I grow up.
Totally.
I want to be her now.
Every time I see her, I kind of fangirl. I'm just like.
Oh, totally.
Julie.
Yeah. I remember the first time I rode with her when we opened and I didn't know. And we didn't have anything to look to as an example too, as to like, this is how this is done. We were all just kind of in there like, okay, stay afloat. Like.
Right. But it was all new.
Oh, it was all new. And I remember watching her teach and being like, wow. Like, she's just so fun. And she doesn't give a flying rat's butt about anything, you know?
A flying rat's butt. No, she doesn't.
She's herself. She's totally true to herself. And I think that's what I love about her. Yeah. But you're that way, too. Like, you just are very, very authentic. And I think that's one of the things that I really connected with you is that, like, you are who you are. You will get excited about anything, like anything. And anything. You're super spontaneous. And I love someone who, like with this, I was like, hey, can you podcast in a couple weeks? You're like, yeah, I'll get it figured out. You know, even with the bike bar, which I think was like a bike spider. Weirdest. It looked like something out of a Transformers movie.
When I tell people about that, they're like, wait, what?
What?
They're like, no,
I've
the
never
long
seen
table.
It
and
since.
I'm like, no, you don't understand.
I've never seen it since.
You're so right. Same. That was so funny, but like the best memories, right? Yeah. The Spike and Brew Spider. Like, it was
is that what's called?
So...
The Spike and Brew Spider? Is that it?
I don't think that's the official term. I don't remember the official term, but you're right. Like doing those things, they create the best memories.
They do.
And connections too. Yeah,
totally. Oh, I bonded with Connie that day like no other.
Just the coolest humans that you would never even meet.
Yeah.
Sometimes come from those fun adventures. Yeah. Okay, this is too fun.
I know. Well, tell me this. So it was really interesting, you know, when reading your bio and in conversations that we've had, something that you brought up was something that when I was traveling around Asia, I actually had a blog when blogging was like it was cool, but not too many people did it. And my whole theme, and I was going to tell you this, was on contentment and like how I think a lot of times complacency and contentment get intertwined so that the people think that the two are interchangeable. When really, like in this day and age, I think that we can afford to have more moments of contentment where we're not like striving for the next thing. And I can already tell like this is something that really resonates with you.
Yes.
Like where did this idea come from, like seeking contentment in life?
So
and how
so
do you
cool
view contentment?
That you did that. Mm-hmm. I had no idea when I brought that up to talk about today. So this is recent for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put some of it into Lululemon's hands because what's really cool about this company is they're so big on personal growth, not only in the company, but just who you are as an individual, which is
totally, and you
totally
see that.
Rad.
You
yes.
totally see it.
Absolutely.
Especially if you know the inside of that company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was having a one-on-one with my manager, Maddie, and we were working on our, you could call them like a dream board or our vision boards. And I just recently become a leader. I just recently become a cycle star. So all these things, so I was kind of looking at my board thinking, I don't know what I want. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the next step is for me. Mm-hmm. And we're in a society where that can be stressful.
Totally.
Because, and there's something to be said about looking towards the next, like always being open and ready for new opportunities, I think is a portion of that. Mm-hmm. But I was talking this through with her and I was looking at it as a weakness, like a room for opportunity for growth.
Because you couldn't think of what you wanted to
do. Yes. I was like, I just feel like currently I don't know what's the next step for me. I just feel really good where I'm at. And I guess I need a little bit of help with that. Like I was kind of asking for help in it. Mm-hmm. And this was over Zoom because, you know, we're still in that weird state currently. Getting a little better, but, and she kind of looked at me and was like, why don't we look at your contentedness as a strength? Wow. Like,
come on, Maddie. It's a great leader. It's a really great leader.
Yeah. And I sat there for a moment and I looked at her and I was like, interesting. I never really thought. She goes, I think it's so, she said something along the lines of like, I think it's so refreshing that you are happy with where you're at and you are content with who you are. And when opportunities come your way, you seize them, you know, you take them. But trusting in where you're at is where you're meant to be and feeling good about that and feeling strong in that. And that was probably about a year ago. And ever since then, it's just been huge for me because I know looking forward kind of where I want to be. Do I know the specifics? No.
Yeah.
But I have an idea, but I'm not going to allow that to hold over my head like the moment I'm in and who I am currently. Because who I am currently, I know, is a pretty rad human.
Totally.
And you got to like enjoy that time too. So talking about contentedness, you're right. Like I think it gets hand in hand with complacent sometimes. And it's just not the case. I firmly believe that being content and being happy in the moment you're in. I know personally I thrive off of that. And I know others do too. Like, I mean, you wrote a whole blog about it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just think that we're so hard on ourselves. We're our worst critics. Mm. We're always completing one step and then saying, okay, what's next?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we're all guilty. I do it.
Oh yeah.
We're all guilty of it.
Yeah, we just have our blinders on. We're just moving like so quickly forward that we're not even aware of what's going on.
Yeah, and that's part of the world we live in, part of just wanting more, better for ourselves. And I understand that, and I'm there. I mean, we're all there.
Yeah.
But I think there's something so special about also contentedness and being not even content, like we're with where you're at, but like with who you are. Like,
I think that's
what are your values?
Yeah.
You know, what do you bring to the table every day? Are you proud of that? You know, if you need adjustments along the way, great. There will always be adjustments.
Yeah.
But just the values, like who you are, what you bring to the table, it's huge. It's huge. And so it's cool to hear that you've kind of been on your own journey with that. And I just want, you know, whoever's listening to this to know that like where you're at and who you are, like you should feel good about that. Mm. And you should trust the process that what's coming to you is going to come to you. You know, what's for you will come for you. Just be, you know, present, be intentional. Mm. Yeah.
And that's,
oh my God, I just got goosebumps on my leg.
Oh my gosh. I know. I'm like, it's interesting because I had this conversation with my sister where I don't remember exactly what the context of it was, but she came to the idea that like, she was good with where she is right now. And we were asking her something like, what are you going to do next with your job? And she just settled into this new job. She just broke up with a boyfriend that she was very serious with for several years. She got a new apartment, just a lot of big life changes. And then also everything with the world changing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, you know what? I don't need to be focusing on what's next. Like, I just need to be where I am right now. And I'm just content, like, with this. I'm like, whoa. And it just was a big light bulb because when I wrote the blog, I don't think I fully understood because I myself wasn't content. Like, I was, that's the thing is, like, I took that whole trip because I was searching for the, like, what's next. And I wasn't content in what I was doing. And here's what, like, looking back then and now, like, having this conversation. So when you brought this up, I was like, this is amazing, the timing of it, because I just had this conversation with my sister last week. But I think that in order to allow yourself to be content and not to be, like, okay, so focused on the next thing and the next, you said this, but that you have to be very aware of who you are and really connected to self. Know what your values are, know what you stand for, and recognize and honor the work that you've done to get to where you are. Because I think a lot of times our insecurities, and this isn't everybody, so this isn't saying like if you are really goal-driven. I mean, I think that like we're very goal-driven, we're very goal-oriented.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times moving ahead comes from a place of insecurity in where you are. And you think that it's going to be more fulfilling if you get more money, if you get a promotion, if you can add to your resume, if you can say, I've been to this many countries. And then right. It's like, at the end of the day, were you even present enough in these moments to really fully understand the value of your experiences?
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
I will say, too, I think, although this year and a half, 2 years, has been, could be considered a lemon. Totally. You listened last week, you know, big fat lemon.
A huge lemon.
But here's the deal, though. That lemon, instead of looking at it as like, you know, a little sour stinker butt.
Yeah, I love lemons.
Same.
Juice those babies.
Juice those babies. Like, look at it as such a sweet opportunity to grow. And I saw so many individuals, just that I, even who I know here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Take leaps of faith for things that they were passionate about. You know, they kind of realigned with, like, what a cool opportunity mm-hmm. to say, where I'm at is not working for me, or where I'm at is working for me, but I need something else.
Yeah.
And
to know yourself well enough to recognize that and the difference between the two.
Absolutely. And then taking those leaps, right? Mm-hmm. Then taking those, making those choices. And I will say, I think Cycle Bar has made me really in tune with intentionality and purpose. Mm-hmm. And it's our community. It's our instructors. It's our owners. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just, I know for me this last year and a half, I've been huge in like purpose and intentional,
yeah.
being intentional. And I think although it was a fat lemon, like this last year and a half, I know that you've learned so much about mm-hmm. yourself. I've learned so much about myself and might not know exactly where I'm going, but yeah. trusting and knowing
yes.
that where I am going,
yeah,
it's meant for me, right?
Yeah.
It's meant for you.
Well, you've laid the foundation out. And I think that's where, like with womeness, this was something I started to really struggle with. And because we found so much growth during the lemon of a year, but we were all of a sudden like growing so much to the point where people like, you should do this, you should do this, you should do this. And I'm a yes person. And I also, when you're, you know, we're called Women as Community because we represent a community. So that means while I had the idea of what I would like to see this become, like a community, you have to listen to the voices of those in the community.
Sure.
But then at some point I finally had to be like, no, enough. Like we need to really focus. And that's what I told our team. Like right now we're kind of a little silent because we're doing a lot of underground work.
Which is so cool.
I cannot wait until we come out of this because I know it's just like going to explode. But it took being content with like, you know what? We've laid out the framework. Now we really work on the foundation and like solidifying it. And I think that that's as a person too, when you really realize like you said, where you can trust the process because you know that you're surrounded by people who support you. You're surrounded by people who have your best interest.
Yeah.
But also that like you trust yourself, like you trust your gut, you trust your instincts.
Yes.
How do you do that though? Like if someone's, I think for some people that comes more naturally, mm-hmm. but like, was there a time where it was a challenge for you to trust your gut?
Yeah. Yes and no. I think I've been blessed with a pretty good gut. Well, I'm not going to say blessed because I have the coolest, which I know you'll agree
yeah,
and understand.
Yeah.
Like framework, like my dad is just
so cool.
He is so cool. And like growing up,
kindest man,
kindest, like has literally sacrificed so much for his mm-hmm. five kids. And just growing up with him and with my siblings, I think that kind of starts to grow mm-hmm. as you get older, right? That gut, knowing what's like right and wrong for you. But here's the deal. You're given so many opportunities, even just in one day.
Yeah.
Right? So I agree with you in the sense that I've always been kind of a yes person.
Yeah.
And it can be a blessing and a curse, right? Because you take too much on, you start it, like your foundation starts to crack because you know, you're taking so much on, which again, you know, I love saying yes to things.
Yeah.
It's also what makes life so fun and exciting. Right. And you learn from each and every opportunity you have. Mm-hmm. I think as I've gotten older, I've made a couple moves. I've met a couple friend groups. You know, I've had a couple of different places of living in different situations. And I think it all comes back to the people you surround yourself with that support you, that have your back. Also, when you realize it starts with you, right? So, and you've heard me talk about this, I'm so big into the energy you put out.
Totally.
Right? And so that energy, who you are, what you deserve, but what also the others around you deserve, it kind of just builds you into this. I mean, you could almost say it builds your gut. It builds what you want to stay true to. It builds what you want to kind of steer clear from. And it just, you start to pave that and it's even more firm, supported, and you kind of thrive off of it, right?
Yeah.
It's honestly amazing. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. Okay. And also I have to say though, it's not all rainbows and butterflies all the time. No. Like, absolutely not. There are days, I call them not Katie days. They happen like once every couple months, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You just have a day. You're like,
ugh. That's a pretty good streak though.
Yeah.
Well, 60 good days and then one Katie day.
Not Katie day. And I think also listening to your podcast last week, what you said about choosing joy. Mm. That not so Katie day sometimes is my choice, right? Because the other days it's choosing.
What you feed into.
Right.
Yeah.
You're choosing the energy you put out. You're choosing the energy you choose to take in. You're choosing to be joyful, right? Not only for yourself, but others around you. And in turn, that energy comes back. I mean, I could talk about that
Totally.
It's huge. It's huge. And so I also think giving yourself grace. Mm-hmm. In those days when you're not feeling 100% and not like yourself.
Yeah.
Like go back to the root, right?
Yeah.
Go back to on every other day, why am I content? Like, where's my contentedness at? Like, what am I missing in this moment that's making me feel like that? So just so good. I mean, it's exceptional. It's so cool to talk about because I know for a fact that your listeners and who we interact with day to day. Like sometimes we just need to hear this.
Yeah. And that everyone has those days.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and I think a lot of it has to do with, cause I think that some of this stuff and for, you know, putting myself in the position of, you know, when we're training instructors, like we always tell them, put yourself in the position of a rider so that you can really get the full experience of like how you need to be showing up. So when I'm looking at you, like you're someone who shows up your joy, you know, you are zesty, like you're just like you're exuberant, you're full of life. And then talking about trusting your gut. I do think, though, that there are some people who are like, I really don't understand what that like, or anytime I've trusted my gut, it's led me in the wrong place.
Yes.
And I think it's really important in those moments, like you have to fall to learn, right? You have to fail to learn. And this is something Luke and I were talking about because Luke doesn't really fail. Like he just does.
God, Luke's so cool.
I told him, I was like, you're real. And he does, but he's so humble though.
Totally. Oh yeah.
And he's failed. I need to give him more credit than that. Like he's had moments where he's failed and he's had some really hard times. Like I know if we were to, he's going to be on the podcast. Funny though?
You're
soon.
Like, I need to give him credit for failure because.
Right.
Failure is totally and completely acceptable.
It's so undervalued.
Yes, absolutely.
It's so undervalued. And like, I look at some of my biggest moments of failure as some of my biggest change agents in my life. And that's where I think we can redirect the idea to like learning to trust your gut. Like use those opportunities where you failed or where you've had a relationship where, you know, they've screwed you over or maybe they weren't the best person to trust. Like that's not a bad thing. That's not on you, right? And that goes back to last week too. Like you can't blame them, but you also can't blame yourself for what they've done.
Right.
But, you know, I think being present
yes
in those mm-hmm. mishaps or whatever and recognizing like what happened, what went wrong here, what was I feeling leading up to that, or what led me to that moment. And I think that's part two of like how you trust the gut. You yes, know?
I for sure think you have to fail. You have to try new things. I also think that failure sometimes can go hand in hand with timing.
Oh yeah.
Like you can want something so bad. You can know exactly. And sometimes the timing is making you feel like you're failing.
And yes. Cause you're trying to make, it's like when you try to make plans with a friend happen, you're like, no, I want to hang out with this person so bad. And it's just, you can feel the friction.
Yeah.
Not with them necessarily, but it's like, you're trying to set up the schedule or maybe like someone feels a little off and you're trying to have a good night and then it always goes a weird direction. But it's like when you organically let something happen, organically, that word gets so used, but.
I liked it.
Yeah. But like when you organically just let things happen.
Yeah.
Those are some of the best moments. And when you just can, like you said, have grace, go into it with ease and not force things. Like timing is everything.
I 100% believe that everything happens for a reason and that the timing, yes, you can look at it sometimes as it's failing you, but it's also supporting the bigger picture, which is so big. Like I can look back at almost every pivotal moment in my life. Pivotal. But you know what I'm saying? Like big moments. Yeah. And sometimes I wanted something different.
Yeah.
Like
old
boyfriends that you had that you were like, this is it.
Oh my gosh.
Wrong. And you're like during the time you're like, my life is over.
Oh, totally.
You know, like having to move out of California. I was like, I just don't know. I just don't, you know, and then getting here and not being able to become a cycle star right away. At first it was like,
so hard.
And then it's like, I look back and it's so cool. It's like, this is why I am who I am.
This is why it was all happening. And you said this in your bio, like things happening for you, not to you.
Yes.
I love that. And it's all in how like our perception and how we view things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the mental side of it, the mindset is huge. I mean, huge.
It's everything.
It's so everything. And I love that our society, our world is honing in on that because it is so important.
Totally.
It's important. Yeah. And it was overlooked for so long. And so I just, and again, talking about cycle, like I literally can't stop.
It's our life.
I'm obsessed. But it's so supportive in the mental state too. Oh, and we just have, you know, like meditation now. We have groups. We have just, it's so cool. I just love that we're paying more attention to that side as well because that also grows the foundation.
It does. It does.
Actually, it's probably the biggest part.
I think it is. And we trust each other to the point where like if someone needs a mental health day or if they're off, and we tell our team this, like if you're having an off day and you can't teach, like we want you to take care of yourself and we want you to fully show up.
Absolutely.
Like, but also the cool thing about the place where we work at is like some days on those days where you don't, where you show up and you're like, I am losing my marbles.
My day has been terrible.
Yes. And you like bring it on the bike, you know, and our team's so good about showing up professionally on those days and using it as a way to like message or to connect. And what's awesome is those end up being actually some of the best classes, or you walk out of it and someone says, I really needed to hear what you said, right? Like that's the most magical moment. And I think it's what connects us as humans, that we're not all that different.
We're not all that different. And most often than not, when we're talking to you up there on that bike, we're talking to ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's also another little gold nugget.
We want to know what's going on in our lives.
We are human. We go through this, you know, the same exact things that you're all going through.
Yeah.
And also why I think we have one of the coolest jobs in the world is because while filling other people's cups, our cups are filled simultaneously.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just rad.
So
gosh, I could talk to you for 1,000 years.
Oh my gosh. I could talk forever. And our community was so excited about you being on. They sent in a bunch of questions, but first
Stop.
I wanted to play. Okay. This or that.
Oh yes. Okay. I'm like, what do I do with my drink?
No, you're fine.
So excited. Okay.
You don't have to do anything.
Okay.
Okay. So this or that, and then I'm going to move you into lightning round questions.
Amazing.
Okay. So first, skydive or bungee jump?
I think if I'm doing it, I'm doing it. I think skydive.
Have you been skydiving?
No.
It's like the most freeing, like most peaceful
thing. I think I might need to do it.
I'll do it with you.
My sister did it. Jackie, who she's just like so rad, but yeah. Okay.
We should do it. Speak another language fluently or have teleportation skills.
What?
I know.
Okay. Selfishly.
Yes.
I want teleportation skills.
Yeah.
But I think to better myself as a human, it would have to be to know every language fluently.
That's what I was going
to say. That's a really hard one.
I know. I was like, well, teleportation, so I'd be on time for everything. But
you're just like, bye.
Right. I'm like, and I'm here. Boom. Man, and you'd get so, I don't know, but maybe with all the time you'd be saving, you could study
all the languages.
Speak a language. Oh, and then you speak all the languages, all the things. All of them. Okay, this is going to be tough. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like this should be the one where we're in the couples game and I hold up the sign.
Okay.
I'm going to guess ahead of time.
Don't blink.
Okay. Blink one time. Mountains or ocean?
Oh, you know what? Were you going to say ocean?
Yeah, I was. So I feel like you're going to say mountains now because this is your new home.
Is it because I'm a Cali?
It's because you're from California.
You know what I'll say?
Genevieve.
It's okay.
I know.
I do love the ocean.
I just cost a point though.
You did. What I will say is I grew up more around like lakes. Like my family's from Lake Tahoe.
So should I have said lakes or mountains?
Well, the mountains that surround the lakes though. I have to say mountains. I do. I just... Tahoe brought me that when I was young.
And it's so free.
I mean, you were just there. It's freaking gorgeous. But I do. Like, we grew up camping and all that. The oceans are great. I love mountains.
Baby. Okay. All right. I'm going to guess on this one.
Okay.
Pool day or spa day?
Pool day.
I knew it. Yes. Point back. Okay. Are you ready?
You're like, averaged out, baby. I will say, like, love a good spa day.
I know.
But a pool day.
Vitamin D, friend time, love water. It. Okay, this is a test. I'm going to guess this one too. Okay. Lil Jon or Jai Wolf?
Oh, come on. Okay, well, that's like the hardest question in America, but it's
well,
gotta be.
Well, technically, we're going to. It's who?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, that wasn't an option. Gotta be.
That's it. Gotta be.
It's gotta be.
It's Lil Jon Jai Wolf, obsessed, but.
It's like a different vibe. That's why it's a hard question, because it depends on what mood you're in.
Totally.
But if we might be seeing both of them in the next year. We will be. We see Jai Wolf in August or October. August?
September. Louis the Child and Jai Wolf.
I think it's in August.
Wait, don't. Well, do tell me that, because then it's sooner.
I hope so. Okay.
Wait, did you know that I was going to say Lil Jon?
Yeah.
Okay, good. 2 points.
2 points. Okay. French toast or pancakes?
Oh, I'm a pancake girl.
Oh. Just knocked myself out.
I can't believe that.
What?
Yeah. I do like French toast, but
it depends on the French toast. I'm so picky on my French toast.
It has to be brioche. Thick as thieves.
Really? I'm like, I want it so crunchy with just like a little, honestly, I'm just going to eat the crust. So it doesn't matter.
Wait, also. Okay. So to build off of this, are you like topping girl or just simple?
I'm a control freak. So I want it simple, but give me the topping so I can.
So you can put them on. Cool. Love that.
I'm the person that's like, and everything on the side. I'm the kid.
And I give like me some all crayons. The toppings you have in their individual pockets. Yeah.
And all the syrups.
Well, that's why I was obsessed with frozen yogurt for so long, because you could build it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I was going like.
It was
ridiculous.
You were basically spending $10 on like the toppings that would cost you $2
without even thinking about it.
Yeah, you're like, here's all my money.
This is my joy. Here's all my money. This is my joy. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the best. Yeah. Okay. Tequila or bourbon?
Okay, bourbon.
I knew it. Yep. Same.
Like
it
depends. I used to be a tequila girl, and I will like. Obviously,
but at
you
this
know,
point in our lives, it's like you want to sip
have
some
me
bourbon.
A good burb.
Okay. Ooh, a night out or a night in?
So I'm going to say a night out, because most of my nights are nights in, which I'm not.
Yeah.
I love my nights in.
Totally.
Like hands down.
Especially as we get older.
And I'm only good for a night out. Like few and far between. Because when I'm going,
you're a good time.
I'm going.
You go. You go hard.
I wish you guys could see my facial expressions.
I know. I feel like my going face, hard. I'm pretty expressive, but when I'm around you, I feel like my face takes on a new dimension.
It does. Like, it's just.
My eyebrows are like out of my forehead.
We're just like,
my tongue like can't stay in my mouth. I'm like,
But yeah, gosh. I would probably say now, with some good girlfriends, you know, out and about.
Yes.
So fun.
Okay. Tony decides to treat you to a birthday trip. Would you rather it all be a surprise? Well, I'm just thinking now because that's what he did to propose to you. But would you rather it be all a surprise or would you want to be involved in the planning?
Okay. I think if it was a birthday surprise, take me wherever, I would want it to be a surprise, I think.
Cool. Is he a like, good surprise not? Planner?
Well, he did propose to me in Paris without me knowing.
That
so
is insane to
it's
me.
It's like crazy. I honestly look back and I'm like, Katie, what were you?
Because you thought you guys were
where
going on
were
a cruise
you at?
To like Alaska.
Yeah, the whole story. Gosh, that might be have to be another podcast because that's like his mom almost blew it because she said we were flying out of New York. And I was like, wait, I thought we were flying out of. It was a whole thing.
But he's good
and he
at
covered
surprises.
It up pretty good. Yeah.
See, Luke's not good at surprises. He wants to be, but he sent me a picture the other day. He goes, remind me, this is what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Oh. <I'm> like, you're like, sir, take that back.
Yeah. Or he won't even wait. He just gets it. And he's like, hey, this is your Christmas present.
Oh, Tony just is like so frustrating because it's like November and he's like, all my shopping's done. No, it's like October. He's like, I know exactly what I'm getting you. And I'm like,
oh yeah. I'm like, it's July. And he said, and what he picture. Wanted to get me. I'm like, this is a summer gift. My birthday was a week ago.
Yeah. What do you think? We love them.
Love them.
Love them.
Okay. Funny stories or one-liners?
Funny stories.
Okay.
Because those will lead to one-liners.
They do. Oh, that's good. Okay. I keep hitting my head on this thing. Would you rather have pizza or tacos?
Pizza. Actually, same. I do pizza. I love me some tacos.
I love tacos, but if I get to make the pizza.
I've heard you make a mean pizza.
I make really good. I
Let's
need
do a
Luke's
pizza
help,
night
though.
Soon.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We've done pizza nights with girls' nights, and they never turn out so as well as when Luke's there. See, he doesn't feel
Luke
anything.
Can be, Luke can come. Yeah.
Luke can hang out with the girls, but only for pizza night.
And make then the pizzas, then you're out.
Into the dungeon. okay. What's your love language?
Oh, that's a great question. I actually just read the book.
Yeah.
Like probably so about a year ago. It's so good. I want to say mine was words of affirmation and acts of service.
Yeah.
Is that you too?
Mm-hmm. And quality. I like quality time.
I like quality time too.
But I'm a big like acts of service.
Yes. Same.
Yeah. What if you could travel anywhere, where would it be?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Oh my gosh. I really, really, really want to go to Ireland. Mm-hmm. Like so bad. Mm-hmm. And I know I will. It's just,
will. It's
like,
amazing.
I think it'd just be so cool. It's Ireland
like
and Greece.
Beautiful. I want to go to Greece. My best friend went to Greece. When we went to Ireland, it just, we went in like a, we made the trip a few days though. And it was like,
it's a whirlwind, I bet.
Oh my gosh. We ended the night, we ended our trip with starting a conga line at one of the bars in Dublin.
Oh yeah.
I will
sign me up.
Never forget it. I'm like, this is okay. So Ireland done remembering. Okay, so these are some questions, and I know we're almost done, but oh gosh, man, they're good. How do you deal with disappointment? How do you keep your positive energy? It's infectious. Why are you two so cute? This one, why are you so cool? That's it. That's my question. I feel like I should have asked some of these earlier because
that's
they're really
okay.
Long questions, so we might have to do a part two, but I like this one. What is your life motto?
My life motto.
Yeah.
I think this can go hand in hand with one of the quotes that I sent you, which is don't adapt to the energy in the room, influence the energy in the room.
Yes.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. Like you have such, you are so powerful, like as individuals.
Totally.
And I really do firmly believe like the presence you bring is so important to the entire energy around you. So that's one of my favorite. I'm also... this too shall pass and everything happens for a reason.
Totally.
Just like believe in it, you know?
I love that.
If you hand me some of those questions too, I can answer them.
Well, like, we're actually our time.
Yeah, but like I can do another time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm like, well, we're actually out of time.
That hour went by so,
it went by so fast. I'm so glad
you
were here. Thank you for taking time out of your Friday. And like, I know you had to clear your schedule for this. So that's
amazing.
I
wouldn't have wanted to do anything else. This was the best. Thank you so much for having
me. Except for go skydiving in Ireland.
I went skydiving. Luke, are you listening?
In Dublin, Ireland.
Whoa. What?
Drinking whiskey and it. Well,
you'll have to one thing part two for whiskey. The next part.
Well, cheers, my friend.
Cheers. Thank you so much for having
so
me.
So much. Where can people find you? You're so yeah. fun. You're so inspiring.
So fun. So currently on Instagram and Facebook, just at Katie DeCaneva, DeCaneva. And just send me a message. Like if you have those questions, you want to send them to me, I'd be happy to answer them. Just, and if I don't know you, I want to know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get to know you. Well, we'll just be making some jingles if you need us the rest of the day.
Maybe that's my next calling.
Jingles. Look into it. I'm sure okay. we can find someone.
Maybe not like full on jingles, but something.
Jingle, jingle.
Something. Jingle, jingle.
Jingle,
oh,
jingle.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, have a great day, Life Zesters. And thank you so much again, Katie, for being
yes,
here.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode brought some zest into your life. And if you think this podcast will bring value to someone else, please feel free to share. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. You can also find more insight on my Instagram at Genevieve_Nuttinghaworth and click the link in this episode's description where you can find my website. All right, I can't wait to rally with you next week.